This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast.
Triple M.
Everything Limestone Coast.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Hark. Oh, the sound of Zeppelin ringing through the morning there. That's a good way to kickstart this morning. Zeppelin, which brings me to this man here. It's a special guest this morning. Founding member and lead singer for the Zep Boys. We've got the one and only Vince Contarino joining us.
Oh, man. How you doing?
Well, Vince, the sound of Black Dog.
Still, you know, that line still does it for me. I don't care. I'll be on my deathbed and hear that and go, wow, how sexy is that?
That changed my life, that particular tune. That song, that opening line, things changed forever. And I know it did for you too. And I think, Vince, the last time we chatted, you were with another bunch of boys. You were the Party Boys singing Do Wah Diddy Diddy. Now you're with the Zep Boys, and the rest is history. But, hey, Vince, look, thanks for taking time to have a chat this morning.
Thank you, Paul.
You've been selling out shows around the country and overseas, massive shows in Europe and New Zealand, the UK.
And we ventured into Holland and Norway and Brussels last year. It's been a really incredible journey, and we've got to do some amazing things, met some incredible musicians, worked with world-class symphony orchestras. We've met passionate people about their music. They're passionate about their music. It's just been wonderful. And, you know, the arts, I had no idea when I was embarking on, you know, just playing guitar in a garage that you know, a guitar would take me all over the world and learn so much and make me inquisitive and curious about things. It's just been a blessing.
Well said, Vince. And as we know, we're massive fans of Zeppelin. They've changed our lives. They've been a massive part of your life as well, and music lovers. And Vince, the scene, the local music scene here in the Limestone Coast and across Adelaide and the state and the country, how are artists at the moment? What's the scene like, and what's the feeling?
Look, it's difficult to gauge because right now we're using social media to communicate. So, it's a platform, but I don't trust it, completely. Look, it's been decimated. I want to be positive, but I also want to be factual. There's a couple of things to consider here. A lot of musicians in Australia are part-time. Most of them have full-time jobs. And I know some of these guys, good people and brilliant musicians are complaining about the live scene, but it's not their livelihood. And there are those that are just professional, like myself, mate. Mm-hmm. And we've been we don't have any jobs. And some of us, the majority of us, actually don't have any funding. So it's a different light. So how the music scene is, I really can't gauge that at the moment. Yeah. But you know what? In one way, when this all happened, what I tried to do was, number one, try to save the company that looks after the Zep Boys, and to no avail. I couldn't get any funding. It won't look after it, even though it makes hundreds of thousands of dollars and is not asset rich. All that money goes back into the community, and we even take it from overseas and bring it back to Australia. But yet we still couldn't get any help whatsoever. And even when I said, listen, I don't want a handout, can you just hand me back the money that I invested in tours that have been cancelled? That money's been spent by people, and now we can't get it back, and we can't even do that. So rather than sit around, woe is me, we decided to do a live stream.
Yes.
Said, okay, let's help ourselves.
Well, let's talk about that. It's a worldwide live stream, Vince, and people can check it out. How hard was it to put it together, and what can we expect when we watch it?
All right. Look, I thought it was going to be something easy because, you think, we'll just get some tech-savvy dudes and you know, just live stream it. Yeah. And we'll be right.
Got to be done, yeah.
It doesn't work that way. You see, just so your listeners can understand, to telecast a band live with the highest quality resolution, visuals and audio, you can't do it like you do it on Facebook with an iPhone. It requires an incredible amount of technology. So we found a company called NetGigs, and they provided an amazing platform where people will be able to stream this from their device onto the TV, whether it's Apple or Android, they'll be able to do it. You follow the prompts. It's so easy to do. And it's in really high, it's the highest quality available. And so that was a bit of an undertaking. Now, to do that is one thing, but then we tried with the government here in South Australia. We said, look, we've got the Bridgeway Hotel, you know, it's the size of Bunnings.
Yes.
And it's got a whole heap of rooms and separate rooms and everything. There won't be more than six people in one room at any given time. But we've got a crew of about, 18 people that we can keep completely separate. Well, they wouldn't let us do it.
Well, Vince, what the good news is that we can check it out.
We're doing it with 10 people.
And it's on tomorrow. So I've got the details with me. But we can expect to see the band in full cry, all the great Zeppelin songs.
Absolutely.
And when you perform these songs, Vince, I've got to ask you, what are some of your favourites? What are the ones that get you going? What, you know, the crowd just cry because I'm amazed to see how good these shows are.
You know, music's like food. You like a lot of food, but some days you prefer other foods, depending on your mood. And the songs are like that, Paul.
Yep.
I think, I'm really looking forward to this. And you're singing a song and a couple of the songs leading up, and then all of a sudden you get this cheer, just this beautiful emotional buzz out of something, or an energy spurt or something, or the crowd gives you an energy because they're loving the song so much. I can't tell you.
Which one? They're all good.
I can't tell you anymore.
That's all right.
Really honest.
Hey, look, it's hard to pick your favourite. Same here when you're listening to so many good ones. But, Vince, we must go, but you can stream it live. I'll give the details shortly. But looking forward to it. It's going around the world. We can enjoy the music of Zeppelin, done precisely by the great Zepp boys. And Vince, good luck for the future too. We'll chat another time, and can't wait to catch up with you guys live on stage.
Man, we got to come to Mount Gambier and do some gigs there.
You certainly do. You
know, we've got to do that.
We'll put that in the diary. That will happen. We'll make that happen.
All right, let's get a Triple M Presents.
Yeah, we'll put the word in. The boss will love it.
Beautiful. No, I'd love to do that.
Thanks, Vince. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you, Paul. And thanks, guys.
And all the best. That's the one and only Vince Contarino here at Triple M.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.